This is the brief on the convergence of digital infrastructure and financial standards. So there's this really big push happening right now, thanks to some new federal mandates. We're talking about a huge shift away from static PDFs and toward data that computers can actually read and understand. And it's all laid out in a recent briefing that talks about a new cross-industry alliance. Okay, so first up, the construction fix. You know that application for payment? It's typically this messy manual nightmare. Well, this proposed alliance is all about turning that paperwork into a standardized data format. You know, something computers get. This creates a single model linking the engineering blueprints right to the financial reports. Second, here's the real payoff. This isn't just about shuffling papers. It literally connects the physical building to the bank account. So when a wall is marked finished in a digital model, boom, payment is triggered instantly with stablecoins. You're tying specific milestones to programmable money, which cuts fraud and gets cash flowing way faster. And this drive for structured data isn't just for builders. It's hitting banking too. The data standards group XBRL US is urging the FDIC to reject simple letter applications from stablecoin issuers. They want structured data because, let's face it, a PDF on a website can say anything. Traceable data, on the other hand, proves the reserve assets are actually there. So, the upcoming May 5th NIB Summit, that's looking like the launchpad for a single roadmap to align all of this: construction, insurance, and banking. The era of unstructured data in federal infrastructure is ending.